this week's parsha, Parshas Akiv, I'd like to focus on one pasuk, Parches, pasuk Gimel. Vayancha, vayarivecha, vayachilcha, saman, asher lo yadatav, lo yadun avosecha, leman hodiacha, ki lo al alechem levado yichi ha'odom, ki al kol motzot fi Hashem yichi ha'odom. So we have the brach of the man to teach us that lo al alechem levado yichi ha'odom. So, question: the shiur today is primarily based on a maimer in Sefer Chayim Moshe on page 18 from Rav Bik Zatzal, and he starts off on page 18. B'shem hatov asfar dihiksha halo gam haman hayolechem. What does it mean? You'll eat the man, so you'll know. But man is also lechem. So what does it mean? Ki lo al lechem levado yichya adam. So mikra moly dibe hakosuv. Hinni mamti al lechem lechem in hashamayim. Ken hecho di al yidei achilas haman shalo al lechem levado yichya adam. So he quotes Rav Bik, the famous Gemara in Tainus, on Chaf Hei Amid Aleph on page 6. Chad Beit Shimshi Chazi Lebarte Dava Tziva. One Erev Shabbos he saw his daughter was sad. Amalei Biti Lamai Atzivas. Why are you sad? Amalei Kli Shel Chometz Nitzchalef Libi Kli Shel Shemen. He'd lock the mimenu on the Shabbos. That the Shabbos licht, instead of the one, I had one filled up with oil, one filled up with vinegar, and by mistake, the one I put in the lechter was the vinegar and not the oil. So she's afraid that it's not going to last. Amar labiti, mai ichpas la. Mi she'omer l'shemen v'yidlok, hu yomer l'chometz v'yidlok. What do you think? The fact that Shemen is doylik is not because Hashem gives a tzivoy? So the same tzivoy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives on the Shemen, which we call Teva, he could just as easily give on the Chometz. Right? And Rabbi Willig wants to drasha. So that by Chanukah, b'nei bino yimei shmona kovu shiru anonim. So Rabbi Willig said over, you know, the question of the Beis Yosef. You know, why do you need 8 days? You have for one day. So he said over based on this Gemara, because one day we think is not a miracle. It's teva, but the miracle was only for 7 days, but. Sometimes we don't realize that Teva is also a nace. But only when you see a regular nace, then you begin to think that Teva is also a nace. That's why B'nei Bina. Bina, as I very well pointed out, is Lomei Dover Mitoch Dover. So the B'nei Bina is Yimei Shmona. Because once they saw that there was a nace for the 7 days, they realized that the first day was also a nace. And that's the idea. So let's go back to page 19. He says, "V'nira levayer." So the Chayim Moshe and Rav Bik, the very Torah here on page 19. Ma'ase bebitol shol chanina ben dosa shidlika shemen Shabbos bechometz v'omer l'avia misha omer l'shemen sheyadlik yomer l'chometz sheyadlik. Ubiro advarim ki machmas kotzer hasagoseinu nidmalanu shashemen dolek v'achometzeinu dolek. Eri yochel lidlok. Our limited perspective. Achlo kein Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Hu hisig bedas kotzo ki yam shemen einu yochel lidlok. Rak b'gzeris hamokam. B'derech baruch hu. Ha'omer l'shemen sheyidlok. V'al yidei amirizu mechaye Hashem yisprach as Hashem enosim bo. Akoch sheyuchel lidlok. Just like it needs Hashem's mamar to put the shemen to be doyle, kach yidlok hachometz al pi mamar yisborach. V'im union hamachal kein. And the same thing by food. The fact that food nourishes. So we think, you know, that they're chateva. It tastes good. It nourishes. But no. In binyan hamachal kein av shenirul if he quotes it atenu ki etzem hamachal must be as adam. Notice Hashem puts a special koyach into the oichel to be masbiya. Also, hamama who needs us aluki sheyesh b'machal. V'zeh masbiya es ha'odom. And he says, v'chein matzinu b'devri chazal sheyesh oichel kima Misparach b'meyaf, right? As I'll tell, as a person could eat. Here, take a look in page 8. V'yisig lachem da'ish es botzi u'botzi yisig es v'achaltem lachem mechem lasova. So Rashi says on page 9, v'achaltem lachem lasova ochel kima v'misparach b'meyaf. You eat a little bit and it's misparach b'meyaf, and that's this the Sifra here on page 10. It's a third line. She Adam Ochel Harbe Visaveh. In other words, this, you don't need a pasuk to tell me if you eat a lot you're gonna be saveh. The chiddush is El Ochel Kimav Musbach Memeyav. That's the chiddush. In other words, so what's the idea? That Kodesh Baruch Hu, you could eat a little piece of bread and you could be full. Because Hashem could put the koyach in that little bread. It's all kefi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting to send us B.S. Adam. Chem Hatsin B'der Echal, Yesh Ochel Kima V'nisparach Me'ev. L'fi Sha'af Im Ochel Ma'at Mikol Mokom B'koch Ma'mor Yisbarach HaMachal Misbarach B'me'ev. And then he quotes the Gemara in Yuma Al Zem Hatsin B'mei Shimon HaTzadik Nishtalcha Baracha Ba'omer V'shtei Alechem V'lechem Upon Him. So kol kohen shemegir kezayish, yesh ochlo v'saveir, yesh ochlo mosir. In other words, you just eat a kezayis. Now kezayis is not satiating, right? This week's parsha, sviya is more. But in the time of Shimon HaTzadik, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a special bracha in the Orem and the Shtei Alechem, yesh ochlo. That you either ochel v'saveya, ochel mosir, mikan v'eilach, but then nishtalcha me'era. There was a klola that was put in she'enu mazbiyo. Chol zeh mikroach habracha she'ish b'lechem aponim. Lo min ha'machal atzmo. So everything is whatever bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into the thing. And so Rav Bik says here, v'yesh levayer, that's shot in the pasuk in poseches yadecha, u'masbiyo l'chol chai ratzon. Posechas yadecha, Hashem widens His hands. V'ata nosen l'chol echad mezono. That's one thing. U'masbiya l'chol chai. Masha masbiya es kol chai. Hu haratzon. Because that's masbiya l'chol chai. That's totally on the ratzon of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How it's going to be masbiya. Hashem gives you this, you this, you this. But how it's going to affect the person, how it's going to be masbiya, that's ratzon Hashem. So Rabbi continues, Hinei be'esh sheyotzu Yisrael mimitzrayim b'tchilim sovru ki ha'machal masbiya. V'lo yodu ki ha'sviya ba mikroch mamoro. V'chein omro, achalnu lechem lasova. Mimitzrayim, we ate lechem lasova. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to explain, Rotzo lavinam bina v'da'a shelo alo lechem yichin ha'adam. Don't think that it's the lechem that's masbiya. El mamoro yisbarach. Lechem he had Ivom Tchila, and then he gave them the man. Moshav Baruch Hu spoke, Lachem Aladesh Alachem and Hashemayim Hu Hayakul Ruchni. Zavino Ki Hakolach Hamasbiya Hu Rak Hakolach Ruchni Shebekirbo. Mizehavino Shasviya Hu Achilas Lachem Gashmi. Lo Ala Lachem Bekocha Gashmi Asviya. Ela Alidei Kocha Loki. So that's Pshat in the Arpasuk. Zech Omar Kosu Vayancha Vayarivecha Tachakein Vayachilcha Saman, Nishal Yadat Vayadun of Asecha. Mikol Mokom Svatem. Why? Page 20. Af ki ein bikocha shum sviya gashmis. Leman hodiyacha ki lo alechem levadu yichi adam. Ki hu de hadin gam belechem agashmi. Shein koach agashmi mesbiya. Ki al kol motza pi Hashem yichi adam. Vkeidu mama arik zal. Ki al ki motza pi Hashem sheyesh belechem. Ma she yotza mipiv. So that's the pshat. Ki al kol motza pi Hashem lo alechem levado, meaning not just the lechem, the gashmi's property of the lechem, but ki al kol motza pi, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the bracha in that lechem, that's what must be as a adam, and that's what Rabbi said. Poseach es yadecha umasbiya lechol chayim. What's the masbiya? Is ratzon? Is the ratzono? He's barach. And then he continues, Ulfizeh Mevur, Masha Omer Kosov, page 20, Vechalta Vesavato Verachta Hashem Elchech Lorz Adom Hashem Asoloch, Tzach Lovin, Lama Maskim Eshvach Eretz Yisrael Bebirchas Hamozon. Oh, so why do we mention Eretz Yisrael? So let's take a look in the tour. He quotes the tour here, on page 11. First we'll look in the tour. I didn't bracket the tour, but you'll see inside on the bottom of in the tour, in the middle of the page, like six lines from the bottom, the first word on the line is Somuch Lechasima. So he's quoting from the Sefer HaMitzvos. Maybe that's the Smag, maybe. He says, the cost of Yesh Armin Nochal Mipiria V'Lesbom Mituva. Right, that's what we do in the Alamichya. Nochal Mipiriyom Nitzvah Mituva. He says, "Ve'ein la'omro, she'ein lachmod ha'aretz b'shvil piriyah v'tuva." He says, just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, right? You're not supposed to want Eretz Yisrael because Chilechol. The Gemara says in Sota, "Bibnei man nisav Moshe Rabbeinu likano shlaretz." Chilechol Mipiriyom Nitzvah Mituva. No, it was to get the mitzvahs that he. So if we're saying it, it's saying ki'ilu we want to go into Eretz Yisrael, lechol mipiriyah mituva, which should not be our goal. So the Bach is miyashev the girsa that we have, lechol mipiriyah v'tzvah mituva. He says tema, halo kedusha sa'arts and nishpas ba kedusha sa'arts al yona. There is the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael comes from a parallel kedusha in the Shemaim. The he nishpas gam bepeirosel sheyonki mikdushas hashchina, and the peiros of Israel get the kedusha from that hashras hashchina. Kalkeni ziv amom b'sof parshas masay lo t'tamei sa'aretz asher atem yoshim ba asher ani shochem b'socha ki neshem shochem b'soch b'Israel im t'tamei sa'aretz. So then nimshechas atum gam bepeirosel, because if there's kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, so then that kedusha will go into the land, into the Paris. But chas v'sholom, if you have a siluk of kedusha, then it'll metame the Paris, so to speak, contaminate it. So with nochal bipir of nisman bitov means anu nizonu less 2 lines mikedusha sashchina. It's not like we want to just eat fruit of Eretz Yisrael. That, the Gemara says, you shouldn't want. But this is another idea. This is that when we eat the Paris Eretz Yisrael, we're getting nourished from the Hashras HaShechina. And that's a similar idea to what Rabbi said before, that the Dvar Hashem is in the food. And that gives it a different... So, Yosef, 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 Y And the sphere is not totally in the machal itself. Achilles pays Israel sphere. You say him, "Esher Achilles machol machem." Or you say has because it's as the bracha of Hashem. And then he gives another mashal rabbik. On page 12, it says, "Vayichal, vayivarch Elokim et yom hashviyi kadesh osol kivosh uvaz mikol melachto asher bara Elokim lasos." So the Medrash on page 14 says, "Vayivarch Elokim et yom hashviyi Rabbi Shmuel Omer berchu b'man v'kitshu b'man berchu b'man shekol yimos hashana hayayored Omer be'erv Shabbos kitshu b'man shelo yored kol yikur on Shabbos." So the Gemara says in Shabbos on page 15, Kuf Yutesim and Aleph. Amalei Kesel Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. B'meimat Havshil Shal Shabbos Reicho Nodif. How come the food on Shabbos tastes better than the week? Amalei Tavlin Echad Yeshlo. We have one good recipe that we use. V'Shabbos Shmo. Shabbos is infused in the food. Shano Matilu Nesochov Reicho Nodif. So give us some of this. So Rav Bik says that's the same idea. That the bracha, back on page 20, says Achli Amito Sholdover Miskadish Yom Hashabbos B'man V'Zbarach B'man, and he quotes the Chazal and he quotes that and it's interesting. Rav Bik quotes a Medrash. I don't know did I Xerox it, but look at what the Medrash says here on page 20. V'zeh Avshar L'farish HaMedrash Dvarim Rabba Amar Rav Yossi V'Rabbi Chanina Ein Mosai Shomu Yisrael Asa Shabbos K'shem Sh'roi Lo B'tchila K'shenitlo B'olash Minayin Sh'nam Avishpu Sa'om B'yom HaShvi Hatzov HaShem El Roscha Nasati L'cho Asa Shabbos L'nasati L'cho Asa Shabbos El Tovascha. The funny Medrash Shem El Roscha, you might think I'm giving you the Shabbos L'Roscha. No, I'm giving it to you L'Tovascha. So what does that mean? So Rav Bik explained the following from page 21, third line on the right. Zokavanes Omram Lo Natzati Lchem Hashabbos Ela Tovaschem Kidei Shetam Machol Hashabbos Yishbosu Zeh Perish Hodvorm Shomro. You see here he says Omram, look on page 20, Omram Lefid Shabbos, you can't cook on Shabbos, you have to cook before Shabbos. And they didn't have refrigeration like we have today. If we say all of Nivkam Tama Machal, so Chora, the food on Shabbos shouldn't be so tasty. It should all be half spoiled already. So you might think L'rosam Nosati L'chemes on Shabbos, that we Dafka shouldn't have good food on Shabbos. So that's what the Medrash says. No, L'tovaschem L'sati L'chem Es HaShabbos, because on Shabbos you get the special bracha, and that's so every time we eat we get Poseach Hasidach V'Smil Chara Ratzon, but on Shabbos it's even more. And the Satmar Rebbe in the Levar on page 22, he says on the Mishnah Havishkodul Motora V'Dama Shetoshiv L'Apikoros. So he quotes from the Afike Yehuda on the Pasuk, Samech Nefesh Avdecha Ki Alecha Hashem Nafshi Ezra. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in a person a Koach HaMisaveh, that we should want things. Why? Because this way we'll want to grow in Ruchnius as well. So, normally mistapik mimiyot is good. So why does he put us, this koach hataiva in us? The ikar koach hataiva is to be oil and ruchnius. He says, "Uzek amar havishkodel motor dahinu shishtokig livetor Yosef Yosef." He says, "Atan shalosh yistamish binyan shishtokos gam linyan gashmius." Well, the dal mashtoshig labipkoros. Apikoros means the Yetzahara. It was because the apikoros is going to tell you to do use your taivas for bad things, sorcha guf. But the point being is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts things into the world. He puts the koach ha-sviya in the oichel. He puts koach ha-taiva in the odom. And we have to use these things in the proper way. Because we take it for granted. We think, oh, he has koach ha-taiva. It's a bad thing. No, it was meant to be taiva to steig, to grow. Person shouldn't just settle, but it's all coming from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a b'sochenu. And we take it for granted when you just go eat lunch, you eat something. It's called chataiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it in to satiate man, and ultimately to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the point is, this world is called oilam, loshen nelam. Things are hidden. We're not seeing the sea split. We're not seeing the things that they saw. But we have to realize a simple, you eat your cereal for breakfast and you feel satiated, that's Motza Pi Hashem. That's the only reason you feel satiated is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in that Motza Pi Hashem in the Oichel. The Chumash Arizal is on page 5. That's the Alpi Hashem. Kol Motza Pi Hashem Yichya Adam. That the Motza Pi Hashem, and that's what Bick said, is the Chai Rotzon. And this should bring, in all the Gashmis we have, we should realize this, that there's a Ruchni component in everything. This is where you live your life in a totally different way. And then when you bench, you think from that perspective, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't only give me the food, but then he gave me the ability to feel satiated from the food. That's coming from the Bracha Hashem. Posech es yedecha u'mazbiya. The koach hasviya is from Ratzon, is from Ratzon or Shel Mokom. And the food on Shabbos is the special bracha that we have in Shabbos, and the bracha they had in the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, because ochel kima v'saveya. It's all because of the Birkas Hashem b'sviya sa'adam. And also even the taiva of the Adam is the Koach Hashem. But it's the Koach Hashem to have a taiva to do more in Avodas Hashem. Sometimes it gets distracted. But this gives us a perspective on just simple, mundane things in life are all infused with Ruchnius, all infused with Birkas Hashem. And that gives it a totally... It's not only Avodas Hashem, where we're learning and we're putting on tefillin and we're davening, but the eating is also, because the eating, you connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you have to have that hakara, that's what's going on over here. That I'm eating the tuna fish sandwich and I'm feeling geshmak, that's the Birkas Hashem in the Sviya Sa'adam. And with that idea, we can live a life of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. That we're always having HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of us. And he's the one who's giving us the nourishment in Kamus and in Echus. Kamus and in Echus. And with that, we should service HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize even the mundane things are Shivisi Hashem v'negdi Somit.